June 30th, 2005, AudioWiki News, News Briefs. Bodies found at crash site of U.S. helicopter in Afghanistan. 13 bodies have been found at the site where a U.S. helicopter crashed yesterday in Afghanistan. 7 more soldiers are unaccounted for, including soldiers who were fighting on the ground at the time of the crash. It's a search and recovery operation in a tactical environment, which means we have to ensure security throughout, U.S. military spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Jerry O'Hara said. Flash floods hit Australia's eastern coast. 6,000 residents of Lismore in New South Wales have been told to evacuate their homes after southeast Queensland received rainfalls of 368 millimeters in the last 24 hours. The Gold Coast suburb of Coolangatta has been averaging 80 millimeters per hour for at least 2 hours. Undercover investigation into protests planned for July's G8 summit. Scott McCullough's 6-month undercover investigative report into protests planned for July's G8 summit for the newspaper Scotland on Sunday was published in the June 26th edition. McCullough detailed the training camps and protest tool factories put together by the protesters. Roadblocks and other actions are being planned in an attempt to disrupt the summit. The protests are expected to be coordinated from the Eco Village in Forthbank, Scotland. The actual summit will be held at the Glen Eagles Hotel, Perthshire, Scotland, 20 miles from the Forthbank camp. Rwandan businessmen sentenced for war crimes. 2 Rwandan businessmen were sentenced to 10 and 12 years for their roles in the 1994 Rwandan genocide. The 2, tried in Belgium, could have faced up to 25 years in prison each. They were convicted based on their offers of transportation and weapons to Hutu militias in the planned massacre of Tutsis in a church and a municipal building where Tutsis and Hutus had met. Wikipedia founder Jimmy Wales announces cooperation between the KDE Group and Wikimedia. A cooperation between the KDE Group, makers of a free desktop for Linux, and the Wikimedia Foundation has been announced at the Linux TAG conference in Karlsruhe. They intend to build a protocol which will make it possible to access Wikimedia Projects data from any application, but especially from the KDE suite. It may also be possible to include the Wikipedia archive in some of KDE's CD editions to make it possible to use the data from Wikipedia on machines without an internet connection. Oh My News Forum discusses experiences in citizen journalism. The Oh My News International Citizens Reporters Forum concluded on Saturday with several speeches and a visit to sponsoring companies in South Korea's technology sector. Since the conclusion of the conference, presentations and transcripts have been published on the Oh My News website. Sharapova knocked out of Wimbledon 2005 in semifinal. Defending Wimbledon ladies single champion Maria Sharapova has been beaten by Venus Williams in the 2005 semifinal by 2-0. In the final game, Williams came to match point twice, just as rain began to fall. Both that and the preceding game were hard-fought, with a succession of deuces. The other semifinal, between Emily Mauresmo and Lindsay Davenport, will resume tomorrow after rain forced an early end to play today. The match will resume with Davenport a break up in the final set. The previous set, both went to tie breaks, after both players exchanged breaks of serves. Both matches were played at the same time, Williams and Sharapova on center court, with Davenport and Mauresmo on number one, after early rain meant players could not get onto the courts until late afternoon. Brazil wins the Confederations Cup. Playing in very poor weather in Frankfurt, Germany, Brazil clinched the Confederations Cup with a 4-1 victory over Argentina. Adriano broke the ice in the 12th minute from more than 18 meters, quickly followed by a goal from Kaká. In the second half, a pass from Cicinho set up Ronaldinho's goal, and Adriano got a second off of Ronaldinho's pass. Argentina's Pablo Aimar, substituting, scored after and tried to start a rally, but they were unable to gain any more goals. Football. Kežman goes to Madrid. Serbia and Montenegro international Matija Kežman will sign a 3-year contract with Atletico de Madrid today. The striker spent an unsuccessful season with Chelsea, and all three parties have agreed to the 7 million euro transfer. Other teams that demonstrated an interest in Kežman this summer included Sevilla, Olympique de Marseille, and Schalke 04. This has been AudioWiki News, Amgen Recording. If you'd like to contribute to WikiNews, please visit www.wikinews.org.